This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 9th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warming up nicely. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are basking in sunshine, while Haifa enjoys a pleasant breeze. A great day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, Iranian officials claim that U.S. attacks in the Gulf are more than a light slap, warning of a decisive response if the U.S. returns, reported 3 hours ago. Also, Ynet reports that earlier today, the U.S. struck tankers near Iran after the UAE accused Tehran of firing missiles and drones, resulting in 3 injuries. Also this hour, JNS reports that Israeli forces killed a Hamas terrorist linked to the abduction of Mia Shem, destroyed 8 tunnels, and eliminated several terrorists in Gaza earlier today. Separately, The Forward highlights an emerging battleground on campuses over Israel as graduation season brings ceremonies and controversies. This piece comes from 3 hours ago. And finally, Axios reports from earlier today that former President Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, which is politically sensitive for Netanyahu but may aid in peace talks with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eyal Yacobi, an observer, posted just minutes ago that thousands of innocent Iranians are imprisoned and facing execution, while the UN remains silent. Danny Dannon, an Israeli political figure, wrote just now about perceived double standards at the UN, criticizing the focus on Israel while issues persist in London and Paris. Ynet Global highlighted a story from minutes ago about Samar Cohen, an Israeli woman who embarked on a 3-year solo journey across continents, finding strength in loneliness. Let's go deeper. Starting with the U.S.-Iran tensions, the Jerusalem Post reports that Iranian officials view recent U.S. actions in the Gulf as a serious violation of the ceasefire. This escalation could lead to further regional instability if the U.S. attempts to re-enter the Persian Gulf. Turning to the U.S. strikes near Iran, Ynet details that the attacks targeted Iranian tankers after missile and drone accusations from the UAE. This incident underscores ongoing tensions in the Strait of Hormuz despite a declared ceasefire. Meanwhile, JNS provides insight into Israel's military actions in Gaza. The IDF's operations targeted Hamas terrorists linked to previous abductions and destroyed strategic tunnels. Such actions aim to curb terrorist activities and enhance security. In a related development, The Forward explores the contentious environment on university campuses regarding Israel. As graduations proceed, debates over Israel's policies continue, reflecting broader societal divisions and impacting campus communities. And finally, Axios reports on Trump's proposed ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This diplomatic move, while sensitive, suggests potential shifts in regional alliances and a possible opening for broader peace negotiations. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC announces that former Elron executives have launched a $10 million AI and cyber fund called Alpha Drive, aiming to support Israeli startups amid industry changes. Separately, Globes reports that Israeli financial institutions have shifted hedging strategies, strengthening the shekel by reducing foreign currency exposure and selling large quantities of dollars. And finally, Ynet Business reports that Israeli biotech firm M6 has raised $3.6 million to expand production and clinical trials for its psilocybin product, targeting mental health conditions globally. That's all for now. From Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.